National.
Radio 1.
Thank you very much, Edith. Well, this is it. This could be our last show on Radio 1 today. How do you feel about that, Chopper?
Well, I don't want to die before the Champions League final.
God, all you ever think about, isn't it?
Afterwards, depending on the result Thursday, I might be very keen to.
You'd rather we moved cake roulette to then?
No, let's just get it over and done with, but I don't want to die.
After Becky, who works on the show, has premonition that she is going to die at the hands of a Radio 1 listener who sends in a lethal cake, today we have been asking you to send in your cakes, and people actually have. And we're going to do cake roulette today. So the idea is we all take a little mouthful of the cakes that have been sent in by the listeners and then see what happens. It's like Edith's Cake Club, only we've upped it a level.
Why couldn't you have had a premonition about mud wrestling with some Page 3 girls or something? Then we could all have done that this afternoon.
Don't work like that. How many cakes have we had in?
Two
cakes.
But if I have a premonition in the next 24 hours, we'll try and do that in the jump before the end of the week, will we?
I don't know.
Excellent.
But we do have the cakes here, and we're ready to try it out. Before we die, I'm going to play you Kids in Glass Houses, Pendulum, and the new one by Alicia Keys. And if you're very nice to me, I might play you the Yo Gabba Gabba remix of Ting Tings as well.
Before one of us dies.
Before one of us dies.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
I must point out we know absolutely nothing about what is in these cakes. We're just going to have a go. We've all got that kind of nervous excitement, haven't we? Haven't we?
Well, not the excitement bit, but the nervous bit.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, I don't want to do this now.
I think it'll be all right.
Well, you could, what do you mean, I think it'll be all right? You've already tucked into your cake.
She has. It's astonishing.
What are you doing? I've been sent in by listeners. Oh, just had a little bit of icing off the top. God. This is what happens. This is how you're going to die. Because you can't help it. The cling film comes off and you're straight in there.
I actually feel sick.
Ben in Cardiff, but on saying, someone better get ill off this, otherwise this will be awful radio. Listening to three people eat cake for half an hour. Now, Radio 1 listeners do, well, not all of them, but some of them do send in some scary texts. Just imagine when they send in their baked goods. I am getting worried about this, because it was all fine when we said, oh, let's do cake roulette yesterday, and now it's all got a little bit real.
I don't think the ones who send in those texts have the intelligence to bake cakes, to be honest.
Do you know what I mean, though? It's a bit real now we actually got to eat the cake.
Yeah.
I can imagine this happening.
Today's top story, tributes are pouring in for Radio 1 DJ Scott Mills, who was assassinated today by a fairy cake. His colleague Joe Wiley had this to say.
No, I'm gutted. Yeah, heartbroken. Terrible, tragic. Lost to everybody.
Yes. Scott Mills died live on air after eating a cake sent in by a listener known only as Joe from Northampton. Another star in mourning is Will Young.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it's just amazing. I'm quite overwhelmed, actually. I'm very happy.
Scott's sidekick Chappers also died in the incident. There'll be more on the light but moist assassination of Scott Mills at 5 o'clock. Now Radio 1 returns to playing 48 hours of solemn Dido songs.
Radio 1.
I haven't ever really found a place that I call home.
See, I can imagine that happening.
Never stick around quite long enough.
God, would they really play Dido if I
that
died?
That isn't how you want to go. It's not the really. Cake thing. Oh, just them playing Dido as a tribute.
Scott Mills is dead. Let's play White Flag. Let's not.
But it's not as if I mind.
Or even worse, Sand in My Shoes.
It's just a thought.
Anyway, yeah, that's just what I thought of it. It just flashed through my mind.
I quite like it in that they just sort of glossed over the fact that Chappers had also passed away.
Yeah, he got one line in the news bulletin.
You're like the Mother Teresa to his Princess Di.
Oh, because they both died on the same day, didn't they? Are you really comparing me to Princess Diana?
Yeah.
And him, and Mother Teresa.
And you're happy with that? You're Mother Teresa.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Right, okay, please don't try this at home. Don't get people to send in cakes from people you don't know and eat them. And let's do cake roulette on Radio 1. Are we ready? Let's do it. So, we've got the cake sliced up there. Who's going? Am I going first?
Who's going first? Do you want to go first?
Let Chappers go first.
Go
on.
Right, hang on.
Right, this has been sent in by a Radio 1 listener. We don't know who sent it in.
We know that it came with a card.
Oh, is that the one with the card?
Yeah.
And the balloon.
And the balloon.
I quite like this.
The card on the balloon. Well, the balloon says, make a wish.
Yeah.
And
why do I get this one, then?
And the card says, hi, Scott. Here's a cake for your cake assassination feature. They've actually called it that. Right, describe the cake.
It's a little white square, lots of icing, and it says on the top of it, just for you.
Yeah. Okay, so take a nice big mouthful of that. Okay, right, so...
I think that...
What's happening?
Oh, it's a fruitcake. Oh, God, a damn fruitcake. Oh,
what? Well, I thought you were going, oh, it's got arsenic in it.
Oh,
no,
God.
No, it's just got fruit in it.
Oh, that's just...
Oh, no, he's coming up. It's coming up.
Oh. I can't stand... I'd rather have the arsenic.
Yeah.
Oh, that's revolting.
Oh, he spat it out. Gross.
No, I've eaten it, but I just spat out whatever bit of fruit was left.
I'd rather have arsenic than fruit.
Oh, that's revolting.
Okay.
One that doesn't speak.
Are you in?
I have some as well.
Yeah, okay, he's in. Right.
There he goes.
Obviously, this is not going to be that entertaining because he's not really allowed to speak. Okay. Describe his cake.
This is the proper homemade one. This is the one that came in wrapped in cling film. It smells of oranges, and I've tried a little bit of the icing, but I haven't had a full bite yet.
Can you help yourself, could you?
No.
Pamela?
Oh, he's gone properly. He's got a full mouthful.
I had a full mouthful as well.
Rubbish.
Okay.
He's nodding, he likes that.
Okay.
Right.
Remember isn't there something suspicious here that you three all have the same cake? And
only
I have...
There's only two sent in.
Yeah, but why do you three all get the same cake and I get the special individual one?
Oh, I couldn't possibly comment. Right, here I go.
Okay, go on.
I quite like this.
Becky's just put a whole slice in her mouth in one go.
Good one.
She already had the icing before we started it.
Mm.
Okay.
How long does it take before it kicks in, though?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Is it instant, like on 24, or do you have to wait a bit?
No, you have to wait, I think.
All right.
Shall I have a go?
Yeah.
Big mouthful.
It's not keen.
What does it taste of?
It's orange, isn't it?
Becky's now having another mouthful.
It's orange. Quite sugary.
Ah.
That could be the poison.
So you three have all had some nice orange cake together.
Do you die immediately from arsenic?
I don't know.
But to be honest...
Cyanide?
No. The thing is, though, I think, where is your average Joe Bloggs going to get cyanide from?
That's true.
You know, it's not going to happen,
is it?
It's
not widely available, is it?
It's fine.
Okay.
I don't feel very well.
Are you having the rest of it?
Yeah, I'm just going to munch on.
I am as well. Let's do it.
Could you keep your mouth shut when you're eating? You're revolting. Talk. I can't see what you're pointing at. Here's some... I don't know what it is. Oh! It's one of your favourites, Neo.
Closer.
Right, what?
This is slightly right, worrying, because the one that doesn't speak has just said, stop the record, because Becky has some explaining to do.
Oh, no, what?
What?
Oh, my God, I feel so bad.
What? What?
The cakes weren't really sent in from listeners.
Right.
Well, that one was, but it's fine, because it was from a reputable company.
How do we...
Your one, Chappers.
Was from a reputable company.
But Scott's... Oh, my God, I don't
know. What have you done?
I've never done such a bad thing in my life. Scott's, yours is filled with laxatives.
Is it really? Is it really? Seriously?
You said you didn't mind because you had that men's health thing to do tomorrow, so you could do with losing some weight.
Did you not taste that there were laxatives
They're
in
They're really
that?
Tiny little pills. Apparently they won't work for 6 to 12 hours.
6 to 12 hours?
I couldn't get any that worked immediately. She said that only happened in films.
You took the biggest bite.
The one that doesn't speak said it would be fine.
Oh my God.